AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The UN says Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed in principle that the United Nations and International Red Cross should be involved in the evacuation of civilians from a besieged steel plant in Mariupol. Guterres, after the meeting, says the plan calls for Ukraine, Russia, and the UN to work together to get the civilians out of the city.
To enable the safe evacuation of those civilians who want to leave, both inside the Azovstal plant and in the city, in any direction they choose, and to deliver the humanitarian aid required.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris is showing no symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus. She received her second booster shot earlier this month. Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha was asked if it's just a matter of time before President Biden gets the virus.
I wouldn't say it's just a matter of time, but of course it is possible that the president, like any other American, could get COVID. The bottom line is he is vaccinated and boosted. He is very well protected. He's got very good protocols around him to protect him from getting infected. But there is no 100% anything.
The CDC says a study finds 3/4 of all U.S. children have had the virus, and about half of all adults have also have signs of previous infections. The parents of a 14-year-old Missouri boy killed while riding a 430-foot-tall drop tower at a Florida amusement park say Tyree Sampson's death was preventable. His mother, Nakia Dodd.
They can take the ride down completely, you know, just get rid of it altogether. That's too big of a risk. Not enough safety measurements. Take it down.
The parents in their lawsuit claim the defendants failed to warn Sampson, who was 6'2" tall and weighed 380 pounds, about the risks of someone his size going on that ride. This is AP News. Kansas Republican State Representative Cheryl Helmer claims transgender Democratic Representative Stephanie Byers posed a threat to a child who was visiting the state house.
The mother was awfully, very uncomfortable, and I didn't go on into the story, but I did take the lady, the mother, and the little girl, and I got them away.
Byers says Helmer's actions seem to be part of a larger effort.
A national push that we have seen to paint trans people as predators, as aggressors, to mostly look at trans women more than anything else in those roles, and to paint us as villains and evil.
Helmer is co-sponsor of a bill that would make it a felony for doctors to provide hormones or do gender transition surgery for children under 18 in Kansas. Pressed on the issue, Helmer said parents shouldn't be allowed to change their child's gender. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.